Production. Recorded live.
Well, good evening, every all. Welcome to Unzipping Your Reality. Unzipping Reality, the Third Awakening. I'm your host, Leah LaChapelle, coming to you from Austin, Texas, where spring is in full bloom here, almost. We're happy, happy that the days have decided that it's time to end winter and begin spring. So I'm just elated. And today is actually March the 15th, 2015. I like all those 15s. And so we'll see what we can make of that this evening. My special guest tonight is Virginia Palmer. And this is a subject that Virginia and I will be discussing tonight that I'm particularly interested in. And the way we roll here on Unzipping Reality, if it's not interesting, we don't want to do it. So this particularly has my interest. And Virginia is quite the expert in the realm of lucid dreaming. And so before we bring Virginia up with a larger introduction, I just want to make sure that everyone knows that they can visit my website, fearorlove.com, and be acquainted with my awakening coaching. It's what I love to do, and I am available to you. Now, reality is actually sufficiently unzipped. The portal is open. There's nothing stopping us, folks. So let's just go right on through and be who and what we really are. So us love us, everyone. And now we are prepared for this exciting episode where Virginia Palmer is going to open up the realm of lucid dreaming for us. Virginia Palmer is a PhD, a master coach, an astrologer, and lucid dreamer. She is the founder of Resources Unlimited Human Development Foundation. She combines 25 years of personal power seminars, transformational astrology, success coaching, and leadership training with her Dream Power series. Virginia is committed to inspiring and assisting people in manifesting their goals and living their dreams. Her website is lucid dreaming coach.com. Is that it, Virginia?
Yes. Or if you want to take a shortcut, you can go to lemuriandreamer.com.
Okay. So it's like I'm like already there. I'm already in this dream state. So it's like, am I here or am I there? But Virginia, welcome to the show. Thank you so much. You have been such a friend here in Austin in our community, and I really appreciate you and the opportunity to speak with you tonight.
Well, thank you so much, Leah. I'm so excited to be here and to share the dreamers, the Lemurian dreamers, with everybody. And I think I'll just call them in right now before we even really get started, because you know how we like to do. We like to call them in and feel their energy around us, and then you and I can talk, obviously. And then I want to take everybody on a really special dream journey.
Oh, that sounds absolutely perfect. The more, the merrier. That is absolutely wonderful. And I want to make sure that we get on the same page as to what lucid dreaming is. So if you want to invite your lucid dreaming guests in, go right ahead, and then that's going to be my first question.
Oh, okay. I'm going to call the dreamers in just so everybody gets the feeling of them, of the Lemurian dreamers. And so as you just gently close your eyes, everyone, and take a couple of nice deep breaths, just relaxing from the day, the weekend, and visualizing the beautiful waterfall of white light just being poured down upon you from the heavens. Purifying, cleansing, uplifting, healing your energy field. Guiding, protecting, and loving. Connecting us all in a deeper way. This white lucid light. Lucid is conscious. Lucid is light. And so we're just going to call in with no fanfare at this moment. We're going to call in the Lemurian dreamers from that ancient civilization of Lemuria, their original incarnation as humans. Our partners from Lemuria. And so I call in the Dream Weaver, the Dream Tender, the Dream Keeper, the Lemurian Dreamer, the Dream Stealer, and the Mysterious Other to be with us for initial introduction of their energy, so that they will, as we're talking and interacting, they're going to be expanding us and igniting and awakening your dreamers within, but it will, and your consciousness of lucidity, because we are becoming lucid dreamers day and night. And so as the dreamers are now with us, we can gently open our eyes again, or you can stay in this state as Leah and I will start talking.
Well, I love that. So so these are very friendly beings, and I am a little familiar with them because I've been to one of your workshops,
mm-hmm.
your Dream Power workshop. And
right.
So... you know, it's like I don't remember what life was like before I knew these dream assisters. You know, I don't even remember what that was like. Isn't that interesting?
That's very interesting because it's so much home.
Yeah.
It is because, once again, you know, we came from our first physical incarnation came from in Lemuria direct link to from the star Sirius, where the universe was created, this universe, through the breath of God, Goddess, all that is. And I don't know how many thousands of years, but many thousands of years we were engineered, really, to be human beings from our star beingness. And we volunteered to do this experiment on planet Earth. And so we kept on going forward, but our first knowingness of everything was in Lemuria, and also being Lemurian dreamers, those that are very attuned to dreaming, as you are, were Lemurian dreamers. Everybody knew the Lemurian dreamers and the Lemurian dreamers because they dreamed the reality. And they would dream dreams for people, for the society, individuals and society. And so that is our seed, our star seed. And it's so interesting that you say you don't remember what it was like before being connected in an intimate way. And I'm kind of feeling the same way now that you mention it.
Yeah. Isn't that just interesting? Because these beings are our helpers. I think they're just delighted when we call upon them.
Oh, they absolutely love it. And, of course, you know from the last time we had a dream pod gathering that there are other dreamers as well from the dolphin world, because the dolphins were Lemurians as well, and so there's dolphin dreamers, and this is just what I've discovered over the last several years of really being focused on the dreaming and the lucid
dreaming.
Well,
I really appreciate your doing that. As you're speaking of this dreaming in Lemuria, you seem to know a little bit about that. If we could, like, roll the tape back and see what the reality was, or maybe our own future reality, not sure there's that much difference. But these Lemurian dreamers, were they kind of called upon? Were they responsible for the experience of reality that was going on in Lemuria? How big of a responsibility did they have to add to the reality?
Yeah, well, they were co-creators, and at that point, everyone was really conscious. This was the civilization of the goddess, and it was, again, the first civilization, and it was making a blueprint of how it is and can be to be human, to be human beings that are really light beings down, stepping into being human dreams, beings. And Lemuria was very idyllic. You know, it had everything. It had all the, you know, all the terrain of the beauty of the oceans and the mountains and the timberlands. And, you know, it's a huge landmass. And on the equinox and solstice, they would have festivals for really 2 or 3 weeks. And the plans were made, you know, well in advance, maybe a year or two, that this is the one that families and groups were going to go to this one. They didn't go to them all the time. And one of the main features, and of course they just, it was a very idyllic civilization, and, you know, love and harmony and peace and joy. And yes, yeah, it is our future. And one of the features of the festivals were that the dreamers would be there. There's one main dreamer, and then there's other dreamers and assistant dreamers and apprentice dreamers. And so that's where people would go to request their dream. But it's my understanding that, is, of course, the dreamers were androgynous beings. They were the light beings. So they're creating with the divine, you know, and and with the Syrian dreamers, as we have just discovered, that the starseed, the planet, Sirius has dreamers. And so what I'm discovering and feeling, just based on this ongoing experiences that we're having with on all levels of the dreaming and the dream groups and dreaminars and so forth, is that every being, every consciousness, every species has dreamers, because it is, you know, it is bringing the in essence. Dreams are essence of energy of what we don't even know, and maybe we'll never know. I mean, there's a lot of that to dreams, you know. It's like, whoa, what happened there? But it's, you know, so it's the essence of beingness comes through dreams. And I think there's dreamers in every consciousness, every group, every planet.
Well, that's very interesting. I just felt my ego go, uh-oh.
Oh, really?
yeah, because it's like my ego wants to know everything, Virginia.
Oh, right.
And you're inviting us to relax, and we don't have to know everything. And our egos don't really cater to that.
Do you know, Leah, really and truly, I think, I feel, not 100% really, but maybe, on this level, because I'm just like you, I want to know when, what, where, how, you know, every little thing. But this somehow is different. And I've just been, as you said that, I went, wow, you know, I haven't been feeling that lately, that I have to know. It's just, it's a knowingness. And I will quote my beloved friend, Lazarus, a multidimensional consciousness that's been channeling through Jack Purcell for 40 years. And Lazarus is pure energy, pure consciousness from other universes, really. He's never been physical, and kind of laughs about it. But he or they has said consistently, yeah, it's great to have certainty, but the power is in the unknown and the power of the uncertainty. And because that's really, truly the power of knowing without knowing. Mm. And I'm starting to get that.
These are
the words, but I'm just starting to get it.
Yes. Thank you so much for that. I feel it. I get it. And my ego is getting used to it. But, you know, a show like this, we're assuming that the listeners are already conscious,
mm-hmm.
and they're already interested in being a part of creating a glorious experience for our planet and taking up that responsibility. And so you are helping us learn that we can not only live our own dreams by dreaming them, which is, I mean, phenomenal to consider that could be so, but also dreaming dreams on a global level.
Right.
And seeing that as something that we can participate in as players, as like the midwives.
Mm-hmm.
We have a part to play in dreaming the reality that we would choose.
Right, the new reality. Well, I want to say two things. One is, first of all, as you know, your first question way back when was about lucid dreaming. What is that?
Right,
even?
I haven't forgotten.
Yeah, and that, you know, that's being conscious while you're dreaming. And you're definitely dreaming, and then you're conscious that you're dreaming. So you're in two states, and there's like a spotlight, lucid light on that dream. And so it's in a parallel reality. So that's lucid dreaming. And as you know, I teach very specific techniques and a couple of rituals, which are very detailed and somewhat, well, not too complex, but precise, let's say, on how to program yourself before going to sleep to get the dream you want, whether it's a healing dream or creating dream or a destiny dream, message from your soul, a variety of things, to get that dream, calling the dreamers in, asking, and then going to sleep and asking that it's a lucid dream and getting that dream and calling the dreamers in and getting interpretation. So that's one level. And then, of course, writing it down, and there's all sorts of ramifications of that, of remembering and not what you know. So that's why we have dream groups, because there's so much to it. And then the second thing you're talking about is the global dreaming. And, of course, that's so exciting because...
Oh, yes.
To do that as a group, and I'm going to say a lot about that. One, and I'm going to go back to Lazarus, we can put out the transcendent dreams, the global dreams, the quote-unquote impossible dreams, or those not impossible, that might never fully manifest, like
mm-hmm.
peace on earth. You know, people always say, that's going to manifest for a lot of people, but it's not, you know, there's complexity on the human level. But we can still put those out because it's the resonance, the energy, the essence that we put out there that lifts the energy up. And so that's, you know, so that's one level of global dreaming. And then the other, as you know, is very specific to certain areas that, you know, need, you know, peace in the Middle East, you know, hot spot of a hurricane or some disaster. You know, it was a couple of years ago on the Fukushima that in my Austin Dream group, we said, let's put out a global dream on healing the waters, you know, from the radiation. Mm-hmm. And that's when a dolphin dreamer first came to me. I didn't even know there were dolphin dreamers. And they came to me and said, literally, I was sitting, you know, right here with the group. It was a daydream. As you know, we go into a dream trance because we can lucid dream at night and lucid dream in the daytime. Some call it shamanic dreaming. And a dolphin dreamer came and said that they have the resonance, the energy, that beyond anything that we can comprehend, that could do this healing, clearing the ocean, but they have to have a human being to co-create. They can't without the humans. And I'm finding out through our experience, as you know, the fairy dreamers just have recently emerged who inhabit this planet with us, and it's the same thing. So we are key, us human beings, are integral to the whole thing. Nothing can be done without us. Of course, it is our planet and our universe. And as you know, on every level of every spiritual practice, right now, everyone, no matter what path you're on, everyone's evolving to co-creation.
Yes.
I mean, it took us years to learn, like, oh, yeah, I do create my reality, and, you know, really, 100% all the time. So that's only to get us to the level you fully know and accept the response. Yeah, okay. Recognize, acknowledge, forgive yourself, and change if it's the reality, something in your reality you don't want. Yes, I 100% no ifs, and, or buts, but that's only to get us to this level of co-creation.
Yes.
With, you know, our higher self, the soul, with the dreamers, with any of the guides, and you know, any of your practices, it's just there for the co-creation of
our reality
and the new reality going from the fourth to the fifth dimension consciously. It's never been done.
That's exactly right. I know. It's incredible. I want to ask you, when we have these dreams, like let's say you want to have a successful business, and so you're dreaming along those lines of having a successful business. And, you know, at night, and you're lucid dreaming, you're conscious that you are dreaming. And it's very powerful. So what happens then to that dream? How does that alchemically translate into a new reality? Can you give us a little bit more specifics of how it actualizes in our real life? Like, is it a done deal?
Well, you're co-creating. So there's a lot of dreams that are what I call a gift dream, like your soul. By the way, as you know, that dreaming is the only time your mind, your ego, everything's completely out of the way. You've got a clear channel, vortex, whatever you want to call it, to your soul, higher self. So they're just... That's why dreams are so wild and crazy. You know, they're just getting this to us any way we can. So back to your question. You have that dream. And by the way, know that anytime you ask for a dream, you're going to get it. Whether you remember it or not, whether it makes any sense, every dream means something and usually has multi-layers to it. So you get this wonderful dream and don't be disappointed if you ask for something that you know you want to create and you get a dream that maybe not be so wonderful because they're telling you, well, you need to deal with this first, or you've got this fear, or you know, it's deciphering, and that's what the dreamers help you do when they come in the morning for the dream interpretation. All right, so how to manifest it, how to anchor it into your daily life, I'll just give you my examples. A lot of times when I'm dreaming, I'll be lucid. I'll be getting the information I'm remembering, I'm very clear on the dream. I'm in that state, the in-between world, and especially if it's said something that I need to heal or to change, I'll go in that moment to a process or meditation, because I have literally hundreds, probably thousands of processes that I know. And I'll make that change then, or do that healing, or maybe call in, one of my guides, or the inner child, or whatever level that it's on, and I'll do that change then. All right. So then, if it's like back to your question, so you get this dream of what you want. Know that, first of all, write it down, because then that adds energy and magic to it.
Okay.
So you got to write it down. Then, and get further and call the dreamers in, get further interpretation. Then know that the energy of that dream continues for 72 hours. So look for the indications. Look for, the clues in your daily life. And also, that's one thing. And then, okay, what are the steps I need to take in your physical reality? I do have another book. It's an e-book online called A Dream Mapping, which is 7 Steps to Greater Success. And it's literally the third dimensional step-by-step of, anchoring, manifesting something that you want.
And if people want to get dream mapping, they can just go to website?
Well, they can go to virginiapalmer.com.
I
haven't transferred, eventually I'll have them all on the Lucid Dreaming Coach. I'll have them on both, but that's where dream mapping is. But then you just take the steps. So you get the gift, literally. I mean, if you get a dream that's showing you that you're getting what you want, that's a gift. And so that's right there for you. But you're a co-creator, so you take the next steps. All right. Just like goal setting, whatever process, that you use. All right, so I have to call this. I got to do that. How do you make, bring that realness, because that's the realness.
Okay.
The other dimensions, that's real. You got to bring it into, manifest it into this illusion we have.
I see. So it's not just like, if I dream it, it's just magically going to be there, poof.
Well, you know what? It could be.
Okay.
Don't know. It just very much, that might be a gift. It could be. I'd want to. And a gift is like, okay, maybe I'm receiving this and just knowing and trusting and being and let it allow it to happen. I think it's every time, whichever. But the next step might be, on a physical level, might be, okay, hey, I deserve. I'm valuable. I'm worth it. I'm worthy.
Yes.
I got it. I've been given this. And that strong knowingness and that belief that, all right, this is the way it is. And then, there's no reason why it couldn't happen. And you might want to do this or that. Like I said, it can be different. Every time is different. And
that just sounds so magical.
It is magical. That's the whole point. We are. It is.
Wow. I mean, it doesn't sound all that hard.
No. And I've been at this for my whole lifetime, really since a teenager. I've been on reading astrology books and doing everything, and I've done a lot, through the years. And now I still do meditations and different things all the time, because with Lazarus, it's always expanding. And I also know that I can do it in my dreams and ask for it. And I think I've shared this. People will say, well, why is there a dream stealer? Because it's part of the dreamers. And that dream stealer is so important. So you can give them old dreams that you don't need anymore. We're dreaming all the time as children, as all the time. We're I want to be a movie star when I grow up, or this, that, and the other, that, you know, are just clogging the pipeline, the dream pipeline. And recently, someone, a good friend of mine, said, you know what, you need to kind of clear out this dream you had a long time ago with this particular man from a particular another country. And I went, oh, yeah. So I called in the dream stealer. And I said, well, would you steal this old dream that I had? And I started getting dreams. I went, oh, my gosh, I forgot about him. And, I mean, I was getting dreams every night, about 3 or 4 nights of all, every man, every husband, everything that's ever been in my life.
My goodness.
Just clearing that out so
yeah.
that new dreams can come in. So,
yeah, I think the dream stealer, because in our society it's wrong to steal, you know,
right.
thou shalt not steal. And so I think there's just a little bit of a disconnect sometimes when people hear that because it seems negative. But what you're saying is very positive.
Yeah, and also once you get connected and with the dream stealer, you'll say, now I want this particular dream now, and don't steal it unless I tell you to. Sometimes, you know, sometimes, especially our soul, that you know they can intervene and just take things away just because we think we want them and our ego wants it, but it would take us way down a path, you know. So.
So we need to really be proactive in this. We can't just let this dream team bunch do all the work. It's
exactly.
literally a co-creation, and we need to be alert.
Yes. Well, you know, I have been doing this and found out 15 years ago or so that I had been a Lemurian dreamer and learned all this and tried the technique immediately and got a dream, and I get a dream every time I ask, and of course I can dream dreams for other people. Again, a very precise ritual, and I always get the dream. But it's really just the last 3 or 4 years, you know, because I do a lot of other things in my life.
Yes,
that
you're
I've
an astrologer.
That I've been focusing on the dreaming and having my dream groups, and it expands every week. It expands every night. And now, of this past year, I'd say, I call the dreamers in every single night, whether I'm asking for a dream or not, or sending a dream to someone. And I tell you what it the level and of sleep is just a whole nother, plus a deep sleep, a sleep throughout the night. And I can't even describe it. It's it's such a rich sleep.
Wow.
That I hardly wait to go to bed every night. Like, ooh, what's going to happen tonight?
Wow. That is just amazing. And just such a great utilization of that 8 hours at night.
Yeah,
exactly.
Like
we don't need to be wasting it. We could be dreaming on a global level or personally.
Yeah,
we could be getting more conscious by going into that conscious dream state.
Yeah, that's why I'm calling it lucid dreaming 24/7, because you know we're blurring the boundaries all the time. Through our dreaming, and then bring lucid dreaming, and I remember when at that Lemurian Nights 4-day seminar when I learned all this, and Lazara said, eventually you will wake up in the morning from a lucid dream and just step into it in your physicality and start living it, and it was like, wow.
I knew that was true.
I didn't know how it was going to happen at all, and I'm having that knowingness without knowing, kind of knowing, kind of experiencing that how this is true or will be true. Beyond that, I don't know.
Yes. Oh, my goodness. Well, I certainly appreciate your being a pathfinder for the rest of us who are learning this. This dream capability and expanding our lives through dreaming. I want to make sure that we leave plenty of time for two things. Number one, you're going to take us on a journey.
Right.
You said that you would like to do that, and that sounds like a real treat. And number two, I want to make sure that everybody knows about your upcoming class here in Austin, Texas.
Okay.
So should we talk a little bit about your class and then do our dreaming together?
Right. And before I talk about the class, I'm also going to say that I do have a lucid dreaming school, more or less, and a certification program. The first level is where you become a lucid dreamer initiate. And that's really after you've done, like, the upcoming event and the event that you did, you know, where you...
The dream power, yes.
And it's several journeys and going to the temple, dream temple, and meeting the dreamer and becoming initiate and getting your dream symbol and
mm-hmm.
so forth. And by the way, I'm also discovering that there's a temple for everything. A temple a temple of love, abundance, a temple of beliefs, a temple of healing. It just goes on, and it's totally unlimited. So the second level, which is where we are, is the level two of certification, is the lucid dreamer for self and the planet.
Mm-hmm.
Then the third level, I mean, people don't have to do every level whatsoever, but is becoming a lucid dreamer coach, where you do have the capabilities or skills to dream dreams for other people.
Right.
And create your own dream pod, which is my dream, to have dream pods all over the place, you know, around the planet, which there are dream groups, but, you know, that we're all connected. And so that back to the global dreaming, which is so powerful, that we focus on a global dream at the same time or, you know, time period with dreamers from all over the planet.
Oh, yes. That just is so powerful.
Mm-hmm.
It's beyond what we really know or understand with our outer mind.
Mm-hmm. Exactly.
It doesn't make sense to someone who is a total left brain, you know, science-based person. This has to do with your heart.
Right. Well, you know, the thing is, another thing about dreaming and lucid dreaming is, in a way, it's so common. Everybody dreams every night, whether they remember it or not. They dream every night. So it is just like a common thread of humanity.
Mm.
And we almost, like, take it for granted and in a way. So, quote, unquote, it's ordinary. And on the other side or the other part of it, it's so extraordinary and beyond our comprehension. I mean, we have these, you know, these dreams. I'm always saying, how do they come up with this stuff?
Yeah.
And eventually, you know, when you're working with it, or, you know, like when I'm dreaming a dream for someone else, it's just not like, whoa, what is this? It's not making any sense. But I write it down, and I get with the person, and it makes, it's always on target.
Yeah,
always.
And thank you for reminding us to write these things down.
Yeah.
I want to make sure that everybody writes this down. March 28th, it's Saturday in Austin, Texas, from 1 to 4, there's going to be a Dream and Art class that Virginia Palmer, PhD, will be leading along with her co-teacher, Cheryl Ray, who is an artist. And it's called Dream and Art. And it's all about being the dreamer and the artist of your life. And it'll be over at Nature's Treasures, 4103 North IH-35. And that just sounds like something that's going to be so much fun. And I want you to know, everybody out there, just try to imagine this. I am sitting here right now with you, whether you're listening live or by archive, and in this conversation with Virginia Palmer, and right before me, I have a piece of art that I myself crafted under the attention and direction of Cheryl Ray and Virginia Palmer in this workshop that they are conducting called Dream and Art. And I'm so proud of it, and it's so powerful. And I have it right here just for this program, and I'm getting a lot of great just essence out of it. Just quality is just coming through. It's because it is me myself that designed it along with the dreamers. And it's a reminder to me to be in the dream and to create life through these dreams. Let them come through. And it's a reminder. And I promise you, the power is just immense. So I just want to thank you so much for allowing me to be in your first workshop. And then now this next one is coming up. Don't forget, it's Saturday, March 28th, 1 o'clock to 4 in the afternoon in Austin, Texas. And you can have one of these beautiful mosaics that you create out of your dream.
Right, and it's really wonderful. I mean, in the part of the dream journey, your dreamer will give you a dream symbol, and that's what you're making in your mosaic art piece. And,
yeah,
of course, it's Cheryl will makes it. I mean, it's fun, and you know, you have the energy of it. But and then you know, we, the dreamers and your guides and everybody, infuse that your mosaic art piece, your dream symbol. And like a reminder, and it holds energy, and we're also planning, this is new, hot off the press, we're planning to do a series of these every 3 months, every equinox and solstice, because this is like right in the glow of the equinox, and the next one that we do, and I do have dates, but I'll send them to you later.
Mm-hmm.
One the summer solstice is going to be focused on the dolphin dreamers. Then the fall equinox is going to be the fairy dreamers. And then the first new moon, right, the first of January 6th or something like that, we'll be doing one with the Syrian dreamers that we have just connected with. So we're
marvelous.
Still, that's another way. Doing the art, you're asking, how do you anchor this? How do you bring that, your dream, your night dream, or a dream that you get in the daytime through a meditation or a trance, whatever, into your physicality in your daily life? Well, one way is with this mosaic art piece that you make, and we'll be making more of. Another, this is something that just came up, this just happened yesterday, and that's I've been asked to go on to a yoga retreat the first weekend in May, and I'll be sending you more information on that, to where I'm going to be, you know, I'm going to be doing the dreaming part, a dream.
How exciting.
I know. I've even got something called dream yoga, but that's something else we can talk about.
Oh, my goodness. Okay. Well, Virginia, I want to make sure that you have enough time because you are a busy lady, and so we need to maximize our time, and I want to make sure that we have enough time to do just a short dream journey. How much time do we need?
Well, I'm looking at the clock, too. I can go a little over the 8 o'clock time because this is important, and I also wanted to say to anyone, you know, that wants to have me dream a dream for them or do a dream session with them, I always include astrology, because astrology and your chart and transits, there's certain planets that really have the big energy of dreaming, you know, like Neptune. Neptune is in Pisces right now, which is a sign that it rules, which is the dreams and the sea and the and it's in Pisces for the first time since before the Civil War. So because it takes it 160 years to go around the zodiac. And so we're in big time dreaming. It's just entered Pisces last year. It'll be there for 14 years. So we are dreaming the new dream, the new reality. It's happening.
All
so
right.
With that, I'll take us on a dream journey.
Oh, please.
Right now, and I'm just going to let, well, we'll see what happens. Since the going to the Temple of Dreamers, the Lemurian Dreamers, since that's very precise ritual, I just wouldn't have time to do that. That's
sure.
Dream shops, but I think we're going to meet a bunch of different dreamers, and you know what, Leah, we'll have an opportunity to, people can put out a personal dream that they can ask their dreamers to co-dream, co-create with them, and then let's put out the global dream that our Dream Pod did about the nuclear peace accord that leads to peace in the Middle East.
All right.
That's just so foundational, you know. Offshoots of that is terrorism and so forth. But
so we need to hold our own personal dream if we care to, and also the global dream. The topic or the theme is the nuclear peace accord in the Middle East.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Okay. Got it.
And you know, right, and there'll be an opportunity in the journey to, obviously, to put that out.
Okay.
All right.
We're ready.
Okay. So, here we go. All right. So, once again, closing your eyes and taking those deep, wonderful breaths. That waterfall of white light has just been flowing in and through and around you this whole entire time. And letting the words and the conversation just sort of dissolve into this visualization of the white light flowing through you. Now we have a beautiful mint green light that's emerging and coming down, this light of renewal and rejuvenation, this light of springtime, regenerating ourselves, our planet. These beautiful frequencies of energy flowing through us as now we breathe them into our heart center, creating that flame of oneness, connecting to all parts of yourself, that multidimensional self, but yes, that inner child and adolescent and the lesser parts of yourself, bringing them all up into a higher vibration of your truer self. And as we project a beam of this light from the center of our hearts to the center of our circle, connecting all the heart centers, creating that beautiful flame of oneness, this misty, white, sparkly, mint green light. And so as we are aligned with our higher self, our soul, spirit, each person's own unique guides and teachers, my special guides and teachers, certainly call upon the Zaras. And yes, we have called upon the Lemurian Dreamers, knowing that they're with us. And I think we're going to meet the others momentarily, but for now I'm going to go up to the highest level of pure love, pure consciousness, the heart and mind of God, Goddess, all that is. As we feel their love, as we give our gratitude, our deep gratitude, for being conscious and being part of all that is and being of service. And yes, being dreamers. And so now as we are in alignment, I will count backwards from 7 to 1. And when I get to 1, you're going to be at a safe place, a beautiful place in nature. Maybe you've been there many times, or if this is the first time, it's the place of departure and return of all transformational, all dream journeys. And with each descending number, you go deeper and deeper into relaxation, into an altered state of consciousness. 7, 6, 5, going deeper, letting go, 3, 2, and 1. Sense yourself there now in this beautiful place in nature. And whether you see visually or out of your mind's eye, most important is to feel, to imagine, to sense your safe place. As you smell the wonderful aroma of nature, there's probably some water close by and some woods. Feel the wind upon your face. And it's just about sunset as we near the twilight hour, that time between worlds. And so you know that you're going on a venture into the unknown, so you leave your safe place. Maybe it's over a bridge or something that marks the boundary of your safe place, and you're going to make your way down to the beach. So go down there and watch the sunset. And so as you are on the beach now and watching the sunset, just the last glows of all the lights of the sun setting in that magenta light that's across the horizon. That magenta light, which is the in-between worlds, as you find yourself being mesmerized by this magenta light, and you are thinking about the dreams that you want, your personal dreams, the global dreams. And so you feel, and we call upon and know that coming through that magenta light on the horizon come the Lemurian dreamers, the dream weaver, the dream tenders, the dream keepers, the dream stealer, the Lemurian dreamer, and the mysterious other, and you'll feel them gathering around you. And as you have in front of you that light of oneness that we had in our circle, there it is, manifest. This beautiful, darkly white, pale mint green light. And there's some other dreamers that are in the periphery because we don't particularly know them yet, but you know that you're going to be feeling the dolphin dreamers because they're on this planet. And yes, feeling the fairy dreamers. They're around. Your connection is with the Lemurian dreamers. Know that they're the other dreamers are there too because they each, the Lemurian dreamers and dolphin dreamers and fairy dreamers, need the human dreamers to co-create. But you are with your Lemurian dreamers. And so the dream weaver comes to you and asks you, what dream do you want them to weave for you? And you tell them a dream that you'd like them to weave. And then the dream tender, or dream tenders, there could be more than one, come to you. Because you're making a deeper connection, obviously, with each one. And ask, what dream that you've put out there that you want them to tend to tweak? You know, they're going to tend to a dream that's gestating right now. And so you tell them, and then the dream keeper comes to you and ask you, what dream do you want them to keep for you, to kind of keep in a sacred place until it's ready to be manifest in the physical? And then the dream stealer comes to you and, yes, asks you, what dream do you want them to steal? What's clogging up the pipeline? And then you give them that dream, they'll be happy to steal it for you. And then the Lemurian dreamer, your Lemurian dreamer, comes to you and asks you, what global dream do you want? And this can be your personal global dream. They can dream and co-create with you. As you give them your global dream, and then the mysterious other. Who is that mysterious other? You'll never know. They ask you, what healing do you want on a spiritual or soul level? And you may not even know, but always with you, your higher self, and so they might be giving the mysterious other the information of the healing. And so as now you're complete in your dream, or is your own special dream team surrounding you with this beautiful flame of oneness in the center of your circle. You're feeling so close to them. And they have but one request, and that is for you to call upon them at night. And as this flame of oneness grows brighter, you're looking, all of you all are looking up now into the sky, and you see that star, that Sirius, the biggest star in the sky. It's called the blue star, the star of Bethlehem, and that star is shining so bright because that is the being before beginning. And as you keep looking, if you see a light, a white light, coming down from Sirius, down into that flame of oneness, infusing that flame with the star seed, with the all that is, as knowing that the dreams that you've given your dreamers are now being infused with this divine, cosmic, transcendent energy. And it's being infused into your heart center, because you've got that flame of oneness in your heart as well as this flame of oneness in the outer circle grows and expands and encompasses you and the dreamers, grows, expands, and merges into the oneness with the vortex of light from Sirius. As you feel that oneness with all that is. As you take another breath in and breathing that oneness and all the dreams into your heart, as your dreamers are doing the same, as the vortex from Sirius is doing the same. So as you thank your dreamers, heartfelt thanks, deep gratitude, letting them know you will definitely see them in your dreams. And as they you kind of dream you back to your safe place in this bubble of oneness, there you are back in your safe place. And you look up and you see that star, blue star with a green tinge to it now. It's the aqua. Because it has that flame of oneness, mint green light, used in it. And so now it's time to return, and I will count from 1 to 5, and when I reach 5, we'll be back in this safe place, fully awake and changed, unzipped. 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. Coming back. Wow.
Wow. I feel very magenta.
Oh, yeah. Magenta.
Oh, thank you for that, Virginia. Thank you so much for taking the little extra few minutes. And I'm not sure if anyone else was experiencing, I'm sorry to say, some audio glitches during that. I'm not sure if the softness of the voice was just not grabbing the airwaves somehow. But anyway, there was a little bit of an audio glitch in my hearing, but I don't know how the recording will turn out. But the essence came through, the vibration came through, and it was absolutely such a beautiful, beautiful journey.
Oh, thank you. Well, I will send, I recorded it too on my GarageBand, so I'll send it to you as MP3 download.
That sounds so good.
Yeah, just the journey part.
Yeah, that sounds really good. I don't know what it was that was maybe interfering, but anyway, we'll figure that out. But, oh, wow, what a great vibration.
Oh,
and thank
I know.
You.
I had no idea.
Yeah, thank you for introducing us to all of these new dream friends, the Dreamweaver, the Dreamkeeper, Tender, Stealer, Lemurian Dreamer, Mysterious Other, and then we're learning about the Dolphin Dreamer as well, and there are others waiting in the wings.
Mm-hmm.
And,
literally.
Yes, literally. And your Dream and Art with Cheryl Ray, your artist friend, is coming up Saturday, March the 28th, from 1 to 4 in the afternoon in Austin, Texas. And that is going to be so much fun. And everyone can have one of these beautiful mosaic pieces that they dream and then craft, and then it anchors in your dream, and you get to live that. And thank you so much, Virginia Palmer. Thank you so much for all of the dreaming that you do for yourself and others. And again, if you would like for Virginia to dream a dream for you or with you, just contact Virginia. And you can contact her through virginiapalmer.com or lemuriandreamer.com. Or, let's see, what's the other one? It's
The Lemurian Dreamer and the Lucid Dreaming Coach are the same website.
Oh, are they? Okay, lucidreamingcoach.com.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Okay, okay. It's all Virginia, and it's all wonderful. And, yeah, contact her, please. And come to the Dream and Art class.
Be
and
so much
on March the 28th. Yeah, that is just going to be fun and full, because it's from, what, 1 to 4, didn't you say? 1 to 3:30, I believe.
A lucid dreaming initiate. You will be initiated as a lucid dreamer, I think.
Wonderful. Wonderful.
You might have a second deal, but, it's all going to unfold.
Yes.
Yeah.
Well, it certainly is, and we're just having so much fun. And you, didn't you say that we're heading into the equinox energy?
Yes. There is actually a 7-day cycle, 3 days before, 3 days the day of, and then 3 days after. And so it actually, since the equinox is on Friday, and there's a new moon and a solar eclipse, so the actual 7-day cycle starts on the 17th, which is the first 3 days is releasing old stuff. And I'll send that handout to you so that you can have that as well.
Very nice.
And
very nice. Yeah, I like the equinox. I always like this energy. It just feels so awesome.
And then my birthday, first day of spring, actually the 21st this year.
Woohoo! Happy birthday, Virginia.
Equinox, baby.
Great. That is so totally cool.
I know.
Well, listen, I know that we need to let you go because you're on a little bit of a tight schedule tonight. We didn't quite get that whole hour and a half, but thank you so much for being my guest on Unzipping Reality. It's always just such pleasure to speak with you, and just please keep it up. Keep growing. I mean, it's amazing every time I see you. I think you've...
I know. I don't believe it just... Well,
it's absolutely wonderful. So
it's becoming the believable. Okay. Thank you.
Yes.
And then lots of love and sweet dreams.
Thank you. Yes, sweet dreams to all of us. And that is it for Unzipping Reality.
Thanks.
I'm Leah LaChapelle. And I'm reminding us that oneness happens with allowance and balance.
Ah.
So trust the process. Know the process, be the process, and do the process as we unzip reality. Thanks, everyone. Bye-bye.
Bye.